Okay, here we are. It's Tuesday. Welcome back. Hope you had a nice day today. And things are not getting better. Not a nice thing to say, but it's the truth, and I won't lie to you. Things are getting worse all the time. Europe, here, there's a war on. It's essentially a war of conquest of the Western world. And when you look at what's coming out of Europe, the news stories, what governments over there are doing, forcing their own people with 500, 1,000 years of history and cultural achievement, a way of life particularly unique to their entire milieu, their country, and they're throwing it away out of apparently political correctness so they don't offend their illegal Muslim occupiers, the army of destruction, their executioners. What is going on? Is this some kind of mass EMF mind control? Don't rule that out. There's no resistance in Europe. And there is now appearing here similar kinds of things where Americans are caving in to a foreign intervening presence that has as its prime directive our destruction, and they're bowing down to it. Subway sandwiches got complaints from Muslims, many of whom are not citizens, not by my measure, about pork and bacon in their sandwiches and such, and they dropped them. So the precedent begins to appear, and it will not stop. It will continue, and we will continue to lie down, to bow down, to roll over, and then they'll just bury us. I'm not joking. This is not an exaggeration. History proves me right, and I'm not the only one. There are many people who get it, but it's up to you to work to spread reality to people who don't, to help them to understand. And once again, I repeat, if these were Chinese, Hindus, Irishmen, it doesn't matter. I would be addressing this issue the same way. Now, Terrible Tim is with us tonight, and as you know, Terrible Tim is interested in many things. He is an expert on the satanic side of Hollywood, the A-listers, what's really going on in Hollywood in terms of satanic ritual abuse, pedophilia, horrors, human sacrifice. It's all there, and it's been there for a long time. We're going to talk tonight about a number of celebrities, and Tim is going to very slowly and very methodically explain this to you so you understand. I was watching an X-Files episode the other night, and the man was demonically possessed, and he had the ability to open his mouth and essentially inhale, and if another human were nearby that he was targeting, that human would open his or her mouth, and her soul energy would come swirling out about the same diameter as the mouth opening. It would go out of her body and into his mouth, and basically he would consume her. Consume her life force, consume her will to live, consume her energy, her spirituality, and she would die. And there are many examples of men who have fallen victim to satanic females who that same analogy might very well overlay. So let's welcome Tim back, and we're going to talk about the satanic side of Hollywood. Below Tim's name and guests is a link that says photos. Please click on that link so you can follow along. Hello, Tim.
Hello, Jeff. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure as always. Been going on 15, 18 years now or something.
20 years since 1997.
Wow. 20
Want
years.
We did a 3-hour show on psychic warfare.
Unreal. Amazing. All right, now I've got pictures up, and if you folks are on the page now of photos, you'll see, just to set this up for Tim, the first picture is a picture of Brad Pitt, all right, in costume with a major motion picture, looking virile and muscular and handsome and all of the rest of it. This is a pre-divorce filing photo. This is before Angelina, the angel, filed for divorce. There's a second picture of the two of them together You can see Pitt looking very well composed, handsome in a 1930s-ish style with black tie. Look at her face. Study the difference. Is she focused on him, or is he focused on her? Who is in charge? And the third and fourth pictures, after the divorce was filed by the angel, and look at the difference. Go ahead, Tim.
So we've got from April the 1st, The Sun, which is a huge tabloid in the UK. We've got a big picture of Brad's Light Club. Brad Pitt cuts a gaunt figure amid fears his bitter custody battle with wife Angelina Jolie has taken its toll on his health. Brad, 53, looked a shadow of his former self at an LA studio, dressed down and with a new short haircut. He has shunned the spotlight while battling Jolie, 41, over rights to take their six kids after she filed for divorce in September. The former sexiest man alive, who starred in 1999 film Flight Club, has been creating a sculptor with British artist Pal Thomas Huswego. So that's a story that's been in the Mirror, the Mail, all the top papers, talking about how Brad Pitt has aged suddenly since September. And he does, I must admit, look about 20 years older. Now, could there be any reason why Brad, who was the archetype of the sexiest man alive, has suddenly aged so suddenly within a matter of 6 months? Well, we know that Angelina Jolie has a history of Satanism, in that she got into Satanism with Billy Bob Thornton, who is another actor in Hollywood, and it's publicly filed that she took action to try and get her blood back, which Billy Bob Thornton had taken from her. Why? Well, within the Satanist community, it's well known that when you have the blood or the hair or the nail clippings of someone else, you hold power over them, because then you can use it to make, in the simplest terms, a voodoo dolly, or in the Satanist world, it's called a puppet. And this can then be used to activate a doll which looks like the victim, and then if you stick pins in the doll will then generate the pain and damage in the victim, whose nail clippings or hair or a blood sample has been stuck into the doll. Now, obviously, this can't be true. There can't be any reason that this would work. But we know that the Russians spent billions on psychic warfare research, and they discovered with their Kirlian photography machines, which it's all documented in Ostrander and Schroeder's book, Psychic Discoveries by the Iron Curtain.
Kirlian photography.
Yeah.
Right.
That there's an energy field around living things, and for example, when you get a leaf and you cut it, when you take a Kirlian photograph of the leaf, you'll still see a complete energy field around the leaf, even though half of it's cut off. And within about 3 days, the energy field around the missing section will disappear. So this energy field, which they called bioplasm, is, according to the Russian research, the energy that powers the human body, or in my opinion, is one of the aspects of the energy field that manifests the physical body. Now, if you look at humans like yourself, Jeff, you'll see that you've got different cells with the same information, but which generate different characteristics. For example, your hair cells, your eye cells, your liver cells, your skin cells, etc., heart cells, all of these have exactly the same information, but they manifest in radically different ways. So we had a guy called Rupert Sheldrake, and a team of Oxford biologists who became heretics for saying this, but they came up with the obvious answer that there's an energy field that controls the genes in DNA to switch off and switch on various DNA genes in order to manifest differences, morphogenesis, within the human body. Now, the Russians were looking at old research from shamans and witches and Satanists, etc., where they found they could suck the energy from victims into themselves in order to make themselves more powerful or younger. And in the process, the victim would become older and iller. So one can see that Angelina's got a long history of being interested in the occult, and Brad obviously is now displaying signs of massive damage to his physical body. So, as I say, we're just talking about the Illuminati knowledge about the occult and psychic warfare, which to the normal people, they don't understand, but to the Illuminati and high priestesses of Satanism like Angelina Jolie, are common things, because that's their religion. Now, we see that, coincidentally, Angelina now is living in London, so she can go to the royal family's satanic ceremonies. She's a professor at a visiting professor at the London School of Economics.
Really?
And,
really?
Yeah. She's because remember Madonna, who was the old satanic high priestess of the royal family, had a bit of an accident at last year's Brit Awards, where just by coincidence, Jeff, she was cavorting on stage with dancers dressed as horned demons. And we had a big moving picture of the devil on the screen, and there she was in her black and red dress with this 30-foot cape, and unfortunately the woman fell off the stage and plowed onto the floor, 3-foot drop, which within the satanic community would be seen as Lucifer dumping her and her losing her power, which, of course, would not be very good. And then, of course, we had the nasty manifestation.
Hold on, Tim. Let me point out that we have two pictures, two photos, if you go down right below Brad Pitt, or what's left of him, and pass by, for the moment, the shaved Britney Spears. And the next two pictures show Madonna falling from grace. Shows her actually midway down to the floor. Her butt is clearly down, on the way down. She's falling. And the next picture shows her completely collapsed with her knees up in the air, laying next to some other dancer on the floor. She took a major dive. And if you look at the dancer next to her, he's wearing what? A set of goat horns right next to her. So it's a jumbled wreckage of satanic imagery. She was really given a nudge to take the dive, it looks like.
No, it was she did this satanic ritual at the Brit Awards, and obviously the luciferic force that she generated cast her down, and we saw the
that's what I meant by nudge. She was nudged by the luciferian interests who were there. I got it.
And And we see the effects, because then we had that, according to the royal family, Madonna, their high priestess, was a major power in the world, and she had so much power she couldn't even keep her son Rocco, a 15-year-old, from running off from New York, Manhattan, where she lives, to go to London. So she lost custody there. She got mad drunk on a child's tricycle, dressed as a clown at one of her concerts, and then fell off the tricycle. All of this after the failed Luciferic ritual at the Brit Awards. So as you can see, the royal family had sore need of a high priestess who hadn't been cast down by Lucifer, and not only lost her power, but had become negative.
Let me ask, hold on. I'm going to go back to Brad Pitt for a minute, because cameras don't lie. This man looks like he has had half of the life or more drained out of him. He's not just thinner. Oh, he's thinner. But look at how he carries himself. Look at the broadcast energy. He looks like a geek, a tweak, a computer nerd who weighs about 140 pounds and has limbs like toothpicks. He has lost all of his manliness, according to Hollywood. He looks drained. He's actually buzz-cutted the sides of his head with a little thatch on the top. He has clearly been abusing himself in ways that we'll never be able to exactly identify. But this is not taking care of yourself at all. It's like he's lost the will to be Brad Pitt. You can see the pictures.
And you can see that from the Luciferic point of view, this is beautiful, because he is the sublime version of a male, the male that the majority of women on the planet would want to have babies with. And you can imagine, as an archetype, in the noosphere is that conscious field that surrounds the planet and controls reality. It comes from the Copenhagen interpretation that the observer collapses the quantum wave function to produce reality. We've got archetypes, which also come from Carl Jung, the famous psychologist, and he's a focus of the male energy, the sublime version of the male energy, and draining Brad not only drains him, but drains the sublime power in the male. So you can see him as the archetype of all the sublime males, all the super pretty, all the gorgeous men in the world, upline their force to their archetype, which was embodied in Brad Pitt. And he, of course, has been drained dry by Angelina. So you can see why the royal family have been desperate to move her over to London so she can attend the royal family's satanic rituals regularly. And, of course, this was planned because William Hague, the former leader of the Conservative Party, introduced Angelina to his advisors, a woman from Yugoslavia, more accurately Bosnia, a Muslim who's become a peer, and an MI6 agent that's her lover. These two lesbians were introduced to Angelina and were her special advisors, and seem to have been involved in the breakup. And of course, in occult circles, we know that the three witches are famous in Macbeth. They're also famous as the three fates. So you can see that these three women were involved in the plan to psychically vivisect Brad Pitt, who in fact has become the archetypal Wicker Man in pagan religion. You get the prettiest, most virile man, and for a year he's fated, and then after a year he's sacrificed so that his energy can be fed into the land, into the crops, to get bounteous crops. This is an old ritual which has been going on for millennia. So you can see that this malice aforethought is, you know, has been planned. And if you look at Angelina in Maleficent, you can see that within the Hollywood world, she also has been playing the part of the evil sorceress, the evil high priestess, the evil witch.
Yeah, she almost, we have to take a break here. She almost looks to be, I didn't see the film, I saw the previews, but she looks like she's almost playing herself. It's too easy for her.
Yeah. You must admit it comes easy. And remember, this woman has been abused and used by the satanic community on the way up, which of course is vital, because unless they're used and abused, you can't damage the soul and the body. So another entity can enter in a walk-in.
Interesting. All right. Hold on a minute. We'll come right back. We'll take a look at Britney Spears. Tim will offer his expert A-list commentary on, and then Katy Perry. And we have Katy Perry in one of her earlier videos, Roar, and then the current one, Chained to the Rhythm. And then we have a picture of Miley Cyrus with two horns on top of her head and her tongue sticking out. And then we'll get into Johnny Depp and Amber Heard et al. Stand by as Tim takes us on a little tour of satanic Hollywood. Side of Hollywood, and it may be the majority side. How many people, before we move on to Britney, how many people have the ability to suck the life force out of others, parasitize them?
Well, it isn't people, is it? Because of course these priestesses become shells, and the shell is then a walk-in, a vehicle into which supernatural spirit entities can walk. That's why Angelina was used and abused by the Satanist Billy Bob Thornton, and a blood taken so that the original soul spirit could be taken out, and once it's husked in cult terms, it's called a shell, and this shell can then be used by higher power entities as a vehicle. It's rather like a car. You take the original driver out, and then you can use it for a new driver. It's standard occult procedure.
All
now, Angelina's...
go ahead with Angelina. Then
Angelina's
we got Britney.
Brilliant in that she applied the Star of David, the hexagram ritual, which is unknown to the public, but is a core part of occultism. You've got these two triangles. The top triangle is the sublime one with the good stuff. And these are based upon the Kabbalistic tree. The top of the Kabbalistic tree is a triangle. It's called the supernal triangle, and is the sublime part of the tree of life. And there's a mirror image tree that goes down underground, which is the tree of shells. In occultism, it's called clip-off, where the shells are possessed. That's the shells of the demons. And this has a infernal triangle, which is the which is the bottom of the tree, but if you look the opposite way up, would be the top of the tree. And when you put them together, you get the Star of David or the hexagram. Now, of course, Angelina was brilliant, or whatever possessed her or possesses her, in that she made a Star of David or a hexagram from her children, because she's got six children. She's got a pair of twins, which is the base of the supernal triangle, plus the eldest daughter. They've got a boy and a girl, twins, and an eldest daughter, which gives you the triangle up the top, the sublime one. Mm-hmm. And then you've got the three Asians, which she's adopted, down the bottom.
One appears to be black. The one female is a black girl, Tim.
And then in the cult ritual, you put Brad Pitt in the infernal triangle. In occultism, you conjure up demons in a triangle of art. So you put Brad Pitt in this triangle of art, so he's possessed and sucked dry. And remember, the divorce was all about him having a violent altercation with one of the boys, adopted 15-year-old, and the FBI were called in because it was an international violent incident.
That was really a cheap, low shot.
No, it was an occult ritual.
I understand, but it still was a low shot.
And she, of course, sits in the supernal triangle with the children from Brad, who are really good-looking, as you can imagine. And this is the sublime good engine, the mechanism that sucks out the life force from Brad and gives it to her or whatever lives in the shell. Similarly with Brittany Spears, who was top of the tree in terms of A-list singers in her time. She, of course, had a massive custody battle with her Jewish husband, who wanted their two offspring, and the Jewish guy accused her of being a drug addict, and of course she shaved off her hair and went completely bald, and then went completely mad. She was drained dry by the same process, which has been used on Brad. So this is a standard process. What you do is you build up an archetype in the noosphere, which has massive amounts of energy because it's a symbolic aspect of a god with a small g, and then you sacrifice it, cull it, in order to extract the energy. Now, the standard way is this hexagram. You have three blood members up the top and three non-blood members down the bottom. In order to suck it dry, we've got the three blood members for Brittany, which is her two children and a father now, who of course is her legal guardian, because she's been sectioned and is not fit to look after herself, so she has to have a guardian.
He's a court-appointed guardian.
Exactly, which is the three above. Yeah. And of course, you've got this Jewish guy and a couple of others in the background, his friends, who are the triangle below, which caused the bioplasm, this energy, to be sucked out. And remember, the Russians also looked at the energy of the soul and found it, they detected it with their detectors. It's called soul fluid. So there's an energy in people, but if they are upline of a massive worship, as Brad Pitt was, or as Brittany was, they are very, very valuable and a massive food source for whatever possesses the entities that shell these archetypes. Next we come to let's go to Miley. Miley can be thought of as a satanic high priestess in training. They're building her up. They're seeing whether she makes the grade, and of course in the process she's promoting Satanism with her tongue sticking out like a snake, and the horns of her hair. She's also libidinous, and she is promoting lesbianism by having her short dyke-like haircut.
Right.
We see with Angelina, prior to her psychically vivisecting the archetype of the perfect man, that she had her breasts chopped off, which, of course, is invaluable if you're going to put in the Diana goddess, the goddess of the hunt, who, of course, was a lesbian. And these Amazons, of course, chopped off one of their breasts because they needed to in order to be able to shoot the bow at their male enemies. So you can see she's followed this process to the letter. She's got the lesbian lovers, these two, this Bosnian Muslim, this MI6 agent that's the lover of the Bosnian, and herself to make the Trinity. I remember Trinity from the Matrix film, Trinity from the nuclear bomb going off.
That's it. That's what they named it, the first test.
And if you're going to do a ritual to put something in to a shell, in occultism, it was discovered by a magus called Abramelin the Jew, where you do a six-month ritual to cleanse, get rid of what's in you, the soul, and then put in a higher power. They call it the Holy Guardian Angel, but it's basically a trans-dimensional entity, which then gives you powers which aren't available to the normal human cattle. So you can look that up, Abramelin the Jew, the ritual to put a trans-dimensional entity within yourself. And you, as you can see, chopping your breasts off, linking up with the archetype of the Amazons and the goddess Diana, is an aspect of this ritual. We see the promotion of this walk-in ritual. Remember, Hollywood's always using films to promote this energy, where we've got slick-back Scarlett is on the right lines. Scarlett Johansson rocked an androgynous look for the New York premiere of a film, Ghost in the Shell. Remember we talked about shells?
Yeah.
When you take out the soul of someone and then put something in. So we've got a film actually named after it. And of course, this is about a cyborg, a human, which is made into a machine. And but in contrast to a wet look hair styled in an undercut, the 32-year-old, of course, was born in 1984, the 22nd of November. That's remember 1984 from George Orwell. So she's got this dykey haircut, really, really short. And at the moment, she's been shelled. She's going through the Angelina Jolie trauma to get rid of the original soul, because she's in a battle with husband Romain Doriac over custody of their two-year-old
daughter. Oh, is she?
Daughter,
I didn't know this.
Rose what? Dorothy.
I didn't know she was doing this.
Yeah,
I
so
also
she,
didn't know she was Jewish.
I don't know whether she's Jewish, but
Scarlett Johansson is Jewish.
Is it right? So she was previously married to Ryan Reynolds. So you can see, of course, there we've got the same custody battle that we had with Brittany. And she, of course, is promoting the LGBT stereotype, where women get their hair basically shaved off, which we see with the Twilight star, who basically has got a U.S. Marine buzz cut, and is promoting that big time. We saw that Katy Perry at the Oscars met up with Scarlett Johansson and suddenly decided she had to shave her hair off, and she's got the sides of her head shaved, and she's only left a bit of hair up the top.
Sounds so like Brad Pitt, sides of his head are shaved.
Yeah.
Now, let's move on to Katy Perry before we run out of time. That's our next set of pictures. Katy, from her earlier video, Roar, and the new one, Chained to the Rhythm. Look at the difference in her face and her demeanor and her character. Wow.
Yeah. That, and remember, she has to be shelled first. Shelling comes from a massive trauma that pushes the soul out of the body. This is standard technique in my world, but to, you know, normal people, you wouldn't. Basically, a huge trauma allows the soul to be weakened from the body, which allows a walk-in to come into it. And what was the big trauma that shelled Katy Perry? Well, of course, we see it with the Russell Brand incident. She married him in 2011, and then he divorced her after a year by text and never, ever spoke to her again. Have you ever heard of any relationship where you're divorced by text and then he won't talk to you ever again?
No, that's a wild one. There's a reason there. I don't know what it is, but that's
a good
one.
Well, it's pretty obvious. He was taken to one of the Hillary Clinton L.A. coven meetings, and he was so shit scared by what he saw that he ran off to England, divorced her by text and reverse, and refused to ever see her again.
That's funny. Well, look at the pictures over here.
Now, when she was shelled, that then meant that another entity, one of these higher entities, could enter her. And if you look at the transmogrification, you'll see that she's, you know, quite a normal, puffy-faced woman in the Raw video. Now, if you look at her in Chained to the Rhythm, the latest video, you'll see her face has dramatically changed for the better. So we have the inverse of what's happened to Brad Pitt, where instead of getting old and ugly, she's turned from being, you know, reasonably looking but nothing special to a super hot, as she's imbibed from this bioplasm and soul fluid that you can extract from victims. And remember, she's been going out with Myers, and of course Orlando Bloom. Why is Orlando Bloom valuable for sucking dry? Well, he is the archetypal elf. He's the elf, the sublime good being in The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings, and as an aspect of that in the noosphere, can be sucked dry. Hence, of course, she had her relationship with Orlando Bloom, in which she wasn't. She was not only sucking Orlando Bloom's physical self and soul. He's a nice Jew boy, so of course he lacks the sublime good of a goyim like Brad Pitt, but he has built up a gigantic energy in the noosphere from being the elf in Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, which of course she could drain using the same technique, this Star of David technique, which involves three blood members of your own, as Angelina had with the three children, and then three linked but non-blood members. So she's got Flynn, Amanda Kerr, and Orlando Bloom. Remember, he's been married before for the lower triangle. And of course, you've got her two preachers, mother and father, and of course her sister, who's just had another child for the top, which of course gives you that nice Star of David, the sublime good engine to suck dry the victim. And
right,
as you can see, the effect on Katy Perry has been quite dramatic. So
it is quite interesting to see that. Yeah,
you see why the spirit in the shell carries out, because the normal human doesn't know how to do these rituals. But if you think of the universe, according to physicists, being composed of 96% of dark matter and energy, 73% of it being dark energy, this is standard physics, but which we can't see, wouldn't it be strange that there wouldn't be consciousness in this 96% of the universe or multiverse that we can't see? And wouldn't it be interesting if these alien super beings or predators could use walk-ins, could shell humans by having a massive emotional upset to the human to liberate the soul from the shell and then walk into these shells, and they of course would then have an innate understanding of this occult technology and be able to feed off the bioplasm and soul fluid which the Russians have found with all their research in order to gain power. And once they get the power, they can then use telepathic hypnosis to influence the human race and get them to do what they want, which of course explains what you were saying to me, Jeff, the Albert Pike World War III scenario where the Muslims will fight the Zionists. And you were saying to me, it doesn't fit in with the Rothschilds because they're Zionist Jews and they're, of course, going to be wiped out by this Albert Pike World War III. But remember, Albert Pike was dealing with the Nephilim. These are these fallen angels, these transdimensionals, and they, of course, have a different agenda. So one thinks the Rothschilds are in control of the world, but they're not, because remember, they've, as you said, they've got 1,000 Lockheed engineers going down to Antarctica to try and put in refrigeration in their bunker, which they probably took from the Nazis, Perry, when Perry went to Antarctica to liberate the German base. So the Rothschilds are running off to Antarctica and the Muslims are flooding into the West. That shows that there are higher powers and the Rothschilds simply are pawns on a game table which humans don't even understand.
All right, it's an interesting theory. Now here, let's go to our last set of pictures. Johnny Depp on the left, Amber Heard on the right. Now look again at this picture. Depp looks like a man who has just been given a death sentence. Amber Heard is beaming and in utter control. Johnny is standing there dutifully with his arm around her waist, but he looks like hell.
I know.
She looks magnificent.
Amber, like Miley, is a satanic high priestess in training, and she, of course, has a long history of starring in horror films. One of her best, I love Mandy Lane, I think. She, of course, tried the same trick on Johnny, who can be seen as the other side of the coin of the sublime good male. We've got Johnny Depp, the normal good-looking male, and then we've got, sorry, not Johnny Depp, but
Brad
Pitt. And then we've got the quirky, gothy-looking, but really good-looking Johnny Depp, pretty boy, on the other side of the coin, who was penned in for being sucked dry by Amber Heard in order to earn her spurs in the satanic community. And she, of course, links up with lesbianism again. We see that her lover, Cara Delevingne, a British supermodel, has now dyed her hair silver because, remember, in the satanic world, Hecate, the goddess of witches, is linked with the moon, silver. And if you look at the Katy Perry, the most Illuminati video on the planet, Dark Horse video, you'll see that she's the silver and gold serpent on the pyramid. So Cara Delevingne, 24, and Amber Heard, I think, who's 31, are having a hot lesbian relationship, which links up with Angelina and her two lesbians she got from William Hague. And this lesbianism links up with the Diana goddess, Diana, who was a lesbian Amazon. And you can see that after Amber Heard did the ritual on Depp, he didn't get totally physically vivisected like Brad Pitt.
No, he survived, but it shows nonetheless.
He lost a load of money. He had to sell 11 of his 51 mansions, and he basically is now suing his
manager
company for millions because he's basically broke. And if it wasn't for the latest Pirates of the Caribbean film, he'd be in dire straits and wouldn't be able to borrow money. So Amber Heard, who's a trainee high priestess, has had devastating effects on him, but not the mortal effect that the what I would call top of the tree high priestess Angelina has had.
I'd say Brad Pitt is nearly on life support. He does not look good at all. I'm shocked. It's amazing.
And it wouldn't surprise me if he gets cancer or some other horrible disease.
That's right. Exactly.
And she finishes the job, because until he's dead, the job isn't finished. Because with every ritual, you have to, in order to complete it fully, you have to kill the victim. As I say, if Angelina's going to earn her position with the royal family as the new high priestess, she's taken over from Madonna, then, to prove her mettle, we need to see that Brad Pitt gets horribly ill and drops down dead.
If Angelina has taken over from Madonna, where does that leave Katie?
Oh, Katie, in fact, is in, she's penned in to produce the bloodline that will produce the Nephilim Lucifer. But, she's coming over to Glastonbury in June, solstice, the summer solstice, uh-huh, where she'll be introduced to the royal family and be able to do their rituals then. And of course, if Donald Trump is going to attack North Korea, then one can be sure it'll be when Katy Perry's away from LA, which is June 21st onwards. She's not even the headline act, but she's suddenly going to Glastonbury, which is a huge psychic occult centre in the UK, where Arthur used to have his castle, and she'll be going to the royal family's rituals with Angelina. But if North Korea is going to be attacked, then I would posit it's probably going to be when Katie's away in Glastonbury, right, to keep her safe from Kim Jong-un.
All right.
Next program, hopefully we can talk some more about North Korea, which is my favorite subject.
We will indeed. Unbelievable when you hear Tim Riefat waxing forth on these very, very nebulous and strange events. He seems to have a handle on it, not for the common man and woman, but it's a glimpse inside of satanic Hollywood from Terrible Tim. Thanks, Tim. Excellent.
Thanks, bye.
All right. amazes me. I don't know. All right. Take it or leave it. It's up to you.